I think that it is a different day for lung cancer. The only way to change the five-year survival rate is to cure people. And so the only way we're going to do that is to get these studies in the adjuvant setting. And I think that that will happen. But stage four patients do a hell of a lot better than they did when I was starting into this business. And they have some hope and they have quality and they get third, fourth line therapy. And
they die of the disease.
They die of the disease.
And so I guess one thought I have is even best case scenario, we have a completely effective adjuvant therapy. How much is that going to really impact on total lung cancer mortality since most people...
Only a quarter of the patients are early stage, right. Right, it's not going to get the five-year survival rate up more than 20 or 25%, even if those things are really effective.
Although, yeah, the stage three situation where there are quite a few patients, and, you know, maybe that might be easier to improve survival or cure rate than the metastatic disease.
That's true, but we have to hope that we're going to have blood tests for early detection, not just in lung cancer, but in many cancers. You know,
think
that's,
so?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, five to ten. There's a lot of leads already. If you look at the diseases, colon and breast, where we've made the most impact, it's not just screening, it's not just treatment, it's the whole gamish. And I think that's going to happen in lung. It's going to be early detection and better treatments, and the better treatments for those people who are early detected are really going to have an impact. But it's not tomorrow.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
It's a bad disease. I mean, I'm not saying anything people don't know.
Yeah. Well, we don't spend enough money on lung cancer early detection.